Good to have you aboard this Friday morning. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. We bring in Dr. Jason Kanz from where he's a neuropsychologist at Marshfield Clinic. But on the radio, he's just our buddy, our friend, our pal, who we occasionally have breakfast with whenever we can, which is seemingly about once a month these days.
Yeah, it's not often enough, that's for sure.
No. So anyhow, I had a little coffee. You know, we were part of a group that had coffee the other day, so that was nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I like the, we could go a little deeper when it's like, you know, you and I and maybe one other friend or something.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right. Well, let's see. Good morning. It is a Friday, kind of mild temperatures and still kind of waiting for, you know, get socked for that next snowstorm. It seems like we're going to be good for a while. And what is this here?
Like sand through the hourglass. So are the days
of our Bible reading. Yes, the days of our Bible reading. It's the new soap opera. So yesterday I was talking about the challenges and travails of keeping up with the one-year Bible. It's kind of a keeping on every day. And so today, I'm playing catch up. Here's the thing. You mentioned yesterday, okay, maybe if you fell behind several days, then just pick up with where you're at. And I just couldn't do that because I don't know, whatever. And so I caught up. Made up 2 days, but I read just the New Testament, the Psalms, and the Proverbs part. But here's the honest confession is that I'm like, okay, how engaged are you with the text? I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm catching up like to say I did it rather than. And so it got me thinking about when you did Letters to the Beloved, like that was a good process, I bet, in terms of, I mean, you're engaging with the text because you're imagining how would God. What's God trying to say to me, right, in this letter, love letter of the book?
Yeah, well, it definitely slows me down, which I think for, certainly for me, that's been a process that's important, because I'm definitely at risk for that, what you're describing, the, all right, I have to get through the text and, you know, and then questioning, well, what did I actually read? You know, and that sort of thing. And, you know, if we believe that the Word of God is living and active, I think it's important to be able to say, okay, what's it actually saying to us?
Mm-hmm.
What are we learning from it? And so, yeah, I think that process with Letters to the Beloved was one of the most beneficial things for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it takes us, we're working our way through. Colossians chapter 1. And so as I look at, you take verses 9 through 14 and kind of lump it together and in terms of your devotional commentary there. And so we're up to verse 11 today. So I don't know. I mean, let me read verse 11 and we'll see what you got to say. All right.
Sure.
Colossians 1:11, Paul writes, "We also pray that you will be strengthened with his glorious power so that you will have all the patience and endurance you need. May you be filled with joy," and that's where the verse ends.
Yeah.
But let me just finish. Let me take verse 12. "Always thanking the Father who has enabled you to share the inheritance that belongs to God's holy people who live in the light." All right, that's a better place to end.
Sure. And so kind of as I'm looking at what I did with Letters to the Beloved, this is kind of continuing the prayer that started in there, and I wrote, "May their journey reveal the beauty of Christ with every step, so that they take in more of your spirit with every breath. May the roots of their faith dig deeply in the God of all glory and power, so that they can persevere through storms and reveal Trinitarian joy.
Mm.
May gratitude and thanksgiving fill them, benefactors of the light and life of Christ."
Hmm. Yeah. I like the Trinitarian inclusion stuck out to me, and I like that.
Yeah, you know, again, I think one of the criticisms people sometimes say is, well, the Bible never uses the word Trinity, and I agree, it doesn't. But the concept of Trinity, and I think you and I would agree on this, is everywhere in the Bible. You know, it's if you're paying attention to it, God is an eternally relational being. Who exists in a perfect relationship of love is all over. And I think we see that here in Paul's letter to the Colossians.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Probably the baptism is one of the classic ones, where Jesus is baptism because you've got the Father saying, "This is my Son with whom I'm well pleased."
Yep.
The Spirit descends upon him. So,
Yep, for sure.
All right. Well, whether or not I see you for breakfast or not tomorrow, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's stay in touch about that.
Very good. Our good buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com, Letters to the Beloved. And thank you to Bob. Bob in Eau Claire is an avid listener, and he gave us a book from Henry Nouwen I wasn't aware of. He gave one for Jason and I had said, hey, we want to team up and get you a Letters to the Beloved. He's like, you know what? One of my kids already got it for me. So that was pretty encouraging. Well, we've done stuff like this before, but it's always kind of funny. Worst excuses for being late. The famous career builder, most outrageous excuses for being late survey.
Because life keeps happening and people keep saying these things. So
yes,
it's just a well that doesn't run dry.
That 16% of employees are late for work at least once a week. The most popular excuse, traffic delay, followed by lack of sleep and bad weather. But there's a lot of other ones.
I think my excuse is, once again, I failed to realize that I would need to scrape the windshield.
So,
that's legitimate, but also it's totally on me. So, all right, worst excuses for being late.
Mm-hmm.
Employee said he was late because he had no intention of getting to work before 9 a.m. Wouldn't have been a problem except that his start time was 8 a.m. I just had no intention of being here before 9.
Oh, that's funny.
What about the last hour?
How did he
hour?
Keep his job? Another one said, I would have been here, but my cat had hiccups.
Not me.
My cat had hiccups. And so, I mean, I couldn't leave him or her.
No, in distress. Worst excuses for being late from career builder. Employee believed his commute time should count toward his work hours.
Sure.
Well, I mean, sure.
Depending if it's long, like, do you pay me from the time I leave my house?
I'm going to drive really slow.
Uh-huh. Also, worst excuses for being late. Employee claimed a fox stole her car keys.
Of all the animals that you could pick.
Not a dog ate my homework. A fox stole my car keys.
Not a rascally rabbit. A fox.
I mean, maybe came in the back door.
Worst excuses for being late from career builder. Employee had to take a personal call from the governor of the state. What's funny is that one turned out to be true.
Yeah, so you can imagine the boss is like, yeah, whatever. Governor Evers called you. He did.
That's why you were late. No, he really did.
Yeah. Here's another one. Worst excuse for being late. Employee was late because of a job interview with another firm.
I was interviewing so that I can leave this job, so that's why I was late to it. A few more worst excuses for being late here in the WIB Wake Up Show. These coming from Career Builder. Employee thought she had won the lottery, so she didn't show up on time. She didn't win.
Oh, boy. An employee's angry roommate cut the cord to his phone charger so it didn't charge and his alarm didn't go off.
That's
got some
mean
layers to it.
Dastardly. Two more. Employee's leg was trapped between the subway car and the platform, and that's why they did not get to work on time. That one also was true.
You got it all the ones that turned
outlandish.
Out to be true.
It was true.
I know. You got to begin that with, I know this is going to sound crazy.
But.
Yeah. And finally, guy showed up and said, yeah, I'm sorry I'm late. I got distracted watching the Today Show.
That can happen. That can happen. Worst excuses for being late. Hopefully you're keeping WIB on your commute and arriving on time today. As we come to the end of another great week here on the WIB Wake Up Show, it's our public service to you because we know how busy your lives must be. We aggregate everything that's gone on in the past week in terms of news, sports, politics, and pop culture, and we just serve it up on a little condensed platter here. We call it headlines. Here we go.
I have overviewed all of these. These are about as good as we've had for you on any particular Friday. Topping the news, a Brazilian farmer is baffled after one of his cows gave birth to a two-headed calf.
A two-headed calf? Crazy. The odds of that happening are like one in a Brazilian.
I know it.
Did you know that there's a dating site for people who love Disney? It's called mousemingle.com.
I don't know. People never tell the truth on dating sites. They should have named it Pinocchio.
More accurate.
A study shows that long-term use of aspirin dramatically cuts the risk of dying from a wide array of cancers.
Well, that's great and all, but I'm still waiting for good news from the long-term cheesecake use study. More than 30, did you hear about this? More than 30 people in Wisconsin, the Green Bay area, were trapped on ice recently when it broke away from the shore.
Yeah, they're calling it the slowest, coldest cruise in the history of travel.
But the buffet was amazing.
I betcha. NASA is exploring massive black holes.
They hope to discover once and for all why black holes prefer to swallow only one sock from each pair.
I love it.
Another new study says that people who go to bed earlier have fewer worries.
Yeah, that's because they don't see the late news. news.
Isn't that the truth?
And finally this morning, Americans now make up half of the world's richest 1%.
And they make up 98% of the world's people who wear their pajama pants in Walmart.
It's America.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, everybody's trying to eat a little bit healthier, at least trying at the beginning of the year, right? So here are some foods that you may not realize God gave them some very special health benefits for us. So I'm not going to go through all of this list, but let's just jump on a few to maybe make you feel a little bit better about, you know what, I would rather have my sugary, salty snacks, but these foods that I'm doing, that I'm putting into my body, that I'm utilizing right now at the beginning of the year actually are giving me some great health benefits. Apples. The old saying really is true. An apple a day keeps the doctor away and maybe even some damaging diseases. Apples pack more vitamin C than an orange. I did not know that. They are full of antioxidants that will help your body stay healthy. Flaxseed. This is one that I think my mom really pushed on us growing up. Put it in granola and things like that. Well, flaxseed, as little as 2 tablespoons of flaxseed a day, can help maintain bone health and cut your risk of breast cancer. Make sure you grind it properly before eating so that you can properly digest it. Yeah, that's important. Flaxseed is great on salads or even sprinkled into a healthy shake. How about onions? My grandpa Byers loved onions. He told a story about how he was very, very sick as a young child. And there was a Native American woman who lived nearby who told my grandpa's mom, I fix him, because his mom didn't know what to do. And she made a poultice out of onions and put it on his chest. He was having all sorts of trouble breathing. And he was able to make an incredible recovery thanks to that wonderful neighbor. And so he said later on when he learned of that story, he said, onions, you saved me, so I'm going to eat you for the rest of my life. Well, onions have been shown to help lower blood pressure, and they contain flavonoids, which are believed to help protect your body against cancer. Garlic, it may not help your breath, but it can help lower blood pressure and maybe even reduce the levels of bad cholesterol in your bloodstream. It may even help prevent cancer of the stomach. To remove garlic's odor from your hands, rub them on stainless steel. For garlic breath, try a sprig of fresh parsley. How about carrots? These little roots are chock full of beta carotene, which your body turns into vitamin A. They are essential for eye health. Cooking carrots does tend to lessen their benefits, so try to eat them raw when possible. Beta carotene can even help ward off cancer. A few more here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Let's just do two more. Again, some of those foods that maybe you're eating more of, but you know, you've just been told, oh, they're healthy. Well, here's a little bit more background behind it. Cranberries, great in Wisconsin, right? And sometimes we think, oh, just cranberries at Thanksgiving. Well, cranberries, these little berries are very important to urinary tract health, and they are also rich in antioxidants and vitamins. In fact, the latest research has shown that cranberries can even be used as a very effective antibiotic. Huh. And finally, if you're looking for a natural sweetener that's actually good for you, honey is an excellent choice. It has antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral properties and can protect your body from free radicals and promote quick healing of wounds. Who knew that? Well, you do now because you listen to the WIB Wake Up Show.
Well, it's no surprise if you were with us for yesterday's program. We were asking you your favorite TV show as a kid as we head into the best of the week. Count how many TV show theme songs you hear in the next 4 minutes.
What was your favorite TV show as a kid?
Kay chooses one that's one of my wife's favorites as a kid. She says, The A-Team. Was it George Peppard and Mr. T on that one? This one they've actually got a remake of right now. MacGyver on ABC. Well, as the regular season finale, the Packers at Detroit. And let's see if Drew Fralick knows how the game ended. Good morning, Drew.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
How'd that Packer game with the Lions finish up yesterday?
Well, you know I don't watch the games, right? Because I am practicing self-love.
Yeah.
But I did see the score. I just have to say, we knew Dan Campbell was going to do this, right? This is what he said he would do at the beginning of the season. He was going to knock us down,
right?
We'd get back up.
Yeah.
We'd take a hunk out of you.
Bite kneecaps, yeah.
Yeah, you'd get the number one seed, and then we'd win a meaningless game against you in January. That was part of the plan, right?
My favorite TV show when I was a kid was about Pa, Hoss, Adam, Little Joe, as well as Candy and Hop Sing. The show was called Bonanza, the story of these men as they lived and worked on a ranch called the Ponderosa.
Hi, this is Cheryl from La Crescent. My favorite TV show growing up was Perry Mason, hands down. And I have never changed my mind. It's still the best TV show.
Thank you for that, Cheryl. Yeah, and Raymond Burr, some success. Hard to have it with one television show, much less two. He also later had a show called Ironsides, Kayla, that was pretty successful, too. So,
speaking of giving, it was so wonderful to see the way you all supported Feed My People Food Bank. Again, we ask you to do that all throughout the year, but especially during our 60 Ways and 60 Days campaign. Suzanne, you were just telling me off the air a little bit how the 60 Ways and 60 Days campaign, how you guys felt that it went this year.
Oh, you know, I think it was our best ever. Mm. And I just think we reached a lot of folks. A lot of folks were so generous, Caleb. It was a lot of small communities, a lot of people who really rallied behind what we do. And the impact is great. I mean, the impact, your viewers match our service area very closely. And so what a wonderful partnership.
Yeah, throughout Western and Central Wisconsin, over 200 partner agencies. And again, through this campaign, we were able to tag along on some of the visits, but also, again, gifts of $500 or $1,000 food credit given all over the area, and especially to some of these smaller pantries. I got a thank you note from Granton the other day. You know, some of these smaller communities that say, wow, that really, really makes an impact. Thank you. And this isn't us. This is the Wibb family who says, yeah, we're going to help those who have less than us.
It reinforces what we really know, right? That when we all work together collectively, wow, what we can do together.
Jen in Chippewa Falls said, the Addams Family.
This theme is iconic. Even if you grew up in a slightly different era like I did, you know the theme.
You do.
And the little finger snaps.
You do. And you cannot mention the Addams Family without also mentioning another kind of companion-related show, The Munsters. And Herman Munster.
There you go.
Fred Gwynn. Oh, so good. Vicky goes back to Quincy with Jack Klugman. Oh, yeah. Medical show. But I'm remembering Jack with Tony Randall on The Odd Couple. Oh, talk about good actors. The first pig-to-human heart transplant has taken place. I gotta say, the way my mind works, though, I mean, as great as this was, this medical breakthrough, right away I'm thinking of the joke, like, and then he started oinking. I mean, you know what, whatever.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
it does birth all kinds of humor opportunities. Right. And we didn't have cable growing up, but my grandparents did, my Grandpa Byers, my grandpa and grandma, and so that was one of the things, especially at Grandpa Byers' house, we would watch TV Land and see some of those classic shows, and so Andy Griffith and I Love Lucy and all of those. Yeah, it wasn't necessarily my era, but I loved watching them. And then it was probably the Sci-Fi Channel, the original Star Trek.
Yep.
William Shatner is the man because he was an action hero with a dad bod. And that gives me hope now in my mid-30s.
Just like the Adam West yesterday with Batman.
Hi, this is Steve. You can't forget about some of the good shows also, like Lassie and Flipper. And then you got Gomer Pyle and MASH.
Gomer Pyle. Jim Nabors, and it was an iconic, golly, Sergeant Carter. So that was just kind of the way certain sayings would just become known on that show, right? Fonzie with his A on Happy Days.
The best of the week. Thank you, Gomer.
Yeah, there we go. A lot of stuff from yesterday.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks so much. You all make it happen, the Wibb family, and we're so glad to be a part of your day. Each and every day here at WWIB, the best of the week, Halvo's Labor of Love.